Good morning. Welcome to the roll hearing on TDI Division of Workers' Compensation's proposed rules. Today we're taking comments on 28 Texas Administrative Code Section 122.100 and 28 Texas Administrative Code Section 124.8. I call to order this hearing on the proposed rules. It's approximately 11 a.m. on Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. This hearing is being recorded, so please keep your microphones muted unless I call on you to speak. I'm Kara Mace, DWC's General Counsel. This hearing is about proposed rules for potential beneficiaries filing claims for death benefits with DWC or the insurance carrier. Notice of today's hearing was published on DWC's website on September 15th, 2023, as an open meeting on the Secretary of State's website on September 29th, 2023. And in the Texas Register on September 29th, 2023. Please fill out a witness card form if you'd like to comment during the hearing. You can find a link to it on our website for this hearing information, with this hearing information, or in the Zoom chat. I'm only going to call on speakers who submit a witness card, so please don't use the Zoom chat to comment. I'm not going to address any of the comments that are put in the chat. You need to use the witness card, please. I'll call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. Please unmute your microphone and speak into it so that everybody can hear you. So I'm going to begin by calling on Erica De La Cruz, Deputy Commissioner for Claims and Customer Services, to explain the rule proposals.
Thank you, Kara. Good morning. My name is Erica De La Cruz, and I'm the Deputy Commissioner for Claims and Customer Services at DWC. I'm here today to explain DWC's proposed amendments to Section 122.100 and proposed new Section 124.8 of the Texas Administrative Code. The proposals were published in the Texas Register on September 29, 2003. To provide a little background, in the 88th regular session, the Texas Legislature passed House Bill 2314, which amended labor code sections 408.182 and 409.007 regarding claims for death benefits. The amendment in House Bill 2314 enable eligible beneficiaries to file claims for death benefits with DWC or an insurance carrier. They also impose record keeping and notice requirements on insurance carriers that get those claims. What the rules do. The rules implement House Bill 2314 by clarifying how legal beneficiaries can file claims and what insurance carriers must do when they get notice of a death or a claim. Section 122.100 provides requirements for legal beneficiaries to file claims for death benefits. The proposed amendments clarify that they may file a claim with DWC or an insurance carrier and cross-reference proposed new Section 124.8. They also clarify that beneficiaries may provide additional evidence electronically. They are necessary to ease administrative barriers for legal beneficiaries to claim the death benefits, the benefits to which they are entitled. They are also necessary to ensure that, regardless of the way the claim was initially filed, DWC gets the documents needed to process the claim effectively and efficiently. Section 124.8 clarifies the requirements in House Bill 2314 for insurance carriers that get claims for death benefits directly from potential beneficiaries and cross-references sections 122.100 for clarity. The proposed new section requires an insurance carrier that sends a plain language notice of potential entitlement to workers' compensation death benefits, often on a PLN 12 form, to copy DWC on that notice. This is needed so DWC can be aware of the potential claim and reach out to the potential beneficiaries to help them gather the needed documents to file their claims, which also helps insurance carriers process the claims efficiently. The proposed new section also clarifies an insurance carrier's obligations and ensures that they are consistent with existing rules, including rules for electronic data transactions. It is needed to ensure that an insurance carrier that gets a notice of death or a claim for death benefits knows what the requirements for record keeping and notice to DWC are. It is also needed to ensure consistency between rules for getting information and records from claimants. This concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Deputy Commissioner. No questions for me. Next, I'm going to call for public comments. If I call on you, please state your name, the organization you're representing, if you're representing one, and your position on the proposals, either for with changes or against. We haven't received any witness cards just yet, so I'm going to wait just a minute to see if anybody wants to submit. Doesn't look like there are going to be any comments. So let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have done so. The comment period for this rule ends at 5 o'clock Central Time on October 30th, 2023. We'll consider any validly submitted written comments and all the comments that we didn't get today before drafting the adoption order for these rules. Thanks for participating in the hearing. This hearing on the rule proposals 28 tax section 122.100 and 28 tax section 124.8 is adjourned. Thank you.